Gemini wins CFTC DCO license for prediction markets and perps. Gemini received a derivatives clearing organization license from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, clearing the way for the exchange to operate its own regulated clearinghouse for perpetual futures and prediction market contracts in the United States. Cameron Winklevoss confirmed the approval on X, and Decrypt and CoinDesk both reported the development within the hour. A DCO license is one of the highest-tier permissions the CFTC issues. It lets a venue act as the central counterparty for trades cleared on its books, taking on the obligation to settle every contract, hold the margin, and absorb default risk. Without a DCO, an exchange that wants to list regulated futures or event contracts has to route clearing through an outside firm and split economics. What the DCO unlocks for Gemini, the practical effect is two-sided. On the derivatives front, the license is the missing piece for offering CFTC-regulated perpetual futures to U.S. customers. Perpetuals are the dominant trading product on offshore exchanges, but U.S. firms have been blocked from offering them domestically because there was no clearing path. Coinbase, Kraken, and Bitnomial each took different routes through this maze over the past year. Gemini now joins the short list of U.S. venues that can clear their own regulated perps without leaning on a third-party clearinghouse. On the prediction market side, the license matters even more. Polymarket announced earlier today that it is bringing in Chainalysis for compliance monitoring as it prepares its U.S. return, and Kalshi has been the only meaningful CFTC-registered event contract venue in the country. With a DCO, Gemini can list its own event contracts and clear them in-house, putting it in direct competition with both. The competitive picture of the U.S. event contracts market has been a one-name story for 2 years. Kalshi built the first regulated venue, won an appellate court ruling that opened election markets, and has been signing distribution deals with brokerages. Polymarket dominates global volume, but has been negotiating its U.S. re-entry with the CFTC since the November settlement. Gemini's DCO turns the field into a three-way race. Cameron Winklevoss has been pushing prediction markets publicly for months, and the exchange has the regulatory posture and the institutional client base to make a credible run at the category. The license does not give Gemini live products, but it removes the last structural barrier. For perps, the calculus is different. Coinbase already runs CFTC-regulated NanoBTC and ETH futures, and rolled out perpetual-style products under different wrappers. Bitnomial cleared the first margined Bitcoin futures from a non-CME venue. Gemini will need to differentiate on fees, asset coverage, or cross-margining to win share, since Coinbase has both the user base and the head start. Why now the timing tracks with broader regulatory thaw under the current CFTC? The agency has cleared multiple new derivatives contracts in the past quarter and approved Polymarket's parent company, QCEX, as a designated contract market in March. The pipeline of registered crypto venues looks closer to what existed in 2021 before the post-FTX freeze, but with substantially more compliant scaffolding. Gemini also has a public listing pending and has been working through the regulatory approvals that would let it scale revenue beyond spot trading. Spot exchange volumes for U.S. domiciled venues have stayed compressed, with the bulk of derivatives activity happening offshore. Bringing perps onshore through a regulated wrapper is the clearest growth lane available, and the DCO is the gate. Crypto markets did not move on the news. Bitcoin sits at $76,144 with a 0.2% gain over 24 hours as of April 30, 2026, while ETH is down 1.0% at $2,063, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 40, neutral. The story is structural rather than price moving, and its impact will show up in product launches over the next 2 quarters rather than today's tape. What to watch next? Gemini has not announced a launch date for either perpetual futures or event contracts. The DCO is the regulatory permission to clear, not a live product. Watching for the rulebook filing, the contract specifications, and the initial list of events or futures pairs will tell traders how aggressive the rollout will be. Election markets, sports event contracts, and macro indicators are all categories Kalshi has built around, and any of them are fair game for Gemini once products go live. Stablecoin settlement infrastructure is increasingly the rail underneath these products. The exchange's tie-ups with Anchorage Digital and M0 around regulated stablecoins sit alongside this clearing approval as part of the same build-out. Regulated rails, regulated clearing, regulated products.